Well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Girl, but before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Whoa, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Whoa, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Well, the truth, yeah, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Girl, but before I get to going, I got to say, there was a time, old woman, when you used to shake it for me. But now, all you do is just treat me cold. Ain't gonna take it no more, gonna walk out the door. Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. No good no more, 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 more. Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I wait up for you, lover, almost lover, every night. You don't treat me and no I'm good no more. And I'm hurting so bad, cause you don't treat me right.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Say Hey Kid being remembered this morning. Willie Mays once said he had a love affair with a game of baseball. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says there will be a tribute where he played some of his earliest games.
He's set to be honored tomorrow at the stadium where he began his career, Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama, where the Giants will play the Cardinals in the first major league game to be played in that stadium. Overnight, the Giants chairman saying Mays had a profound influence not only on the game of baseball, but on the fabric of America.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un inking a new partnership deal, promising mutual aid if either country is attacked. Putin visiting Pyongyang for the first time in more than two decades. ABC News learning that in recent weeks, House Ethics Committee members have heard from at least a half a dozen women who have been investigated by the Justice Department, one of them acknowledging she received a Venmo payment from Florida Governor Matt Gaetz for sex. This is ABC News. Bit of a weird turn in the state trial in California against the man already convicted in federal court and the attack on Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi's husband. Details from ABC's Alex Stone.
Just before David DePape's public defender presented his closing argument, saying that DePape broke into the Pelosi home because he had gone down a rabbit hole of propaganda and conspiracy theories, the judge expelled from court DePape's former partner. Gypsy Taub was also banned from the second floor of the courthouse for allegedly trying to tamper with the jury. Taub is a pro-nudity activist in the Bay Area and has been allegedly handing out papers in the courthouse with a website she runs promoting conspiracy theories. Alex Stone, EBC News.
The idea that wine gets better with age being put to an extreme test in Spain. Archaeologists there have uncovered what may be the world's oldest wine, found in a glass urn on a Roman tomb. Tests date it back about 2,000 years, and experts say technically it's drinkable. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Former President Donald Trump rallied with his supporters in Racine on Tuesday afternoon, Trump going right after Democrats and President Joe Biden.
So are the radical left lunatics, as I call them. What they say is just so terrible. They lie, lie, lie. They have a horrible candidate. They have a candidate that has no clue.
Trump said he loves Milwaukee, the site of next month's Republican National Convention. A temporary leader for Milwaukee Public Schools, the MPS board, confirming Regional Superintendent Eduardo Galvan as acting superintendent to fill the vacancy created by Keith Posley's resignation. Police in Two Rivers quashing rumors that Elijah Vu has been found. The 4-year-old has been missing since February 20th. His mother and her boyfriend remain jailed on child neglect charges.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Enjoy breakfast on the farm with the 30th Annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 till 11 at Marbeck Dairy, Highway Double N, Mondovi. Enjoy pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, cube cheese, and of course, ice cream and milk. There'll be music by Karen and the guys, face painting for the kids, and farm tours too. It's the 38th Annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 till 11 at Marbeck Dairy, Highway Double N, Mondovi.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and highs in the low 70s. A chance of a shower tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low of 57. Showers and thunderstorms Thursday, highs back to the mid-70s. For Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy and lows near 62. For Friday, showers and storms, a high near 80. Saturday, showers and storms, 83. Currently 63 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. Bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers, and I've even seen dancing girls and hookers, and we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. Bar. Yes, I do. Bar. It's my kind of place. Just trolling around the dance floor puts a big smile on my face. No cover charge. Come as you are.
Raymond's in his Sunday best. He's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's the Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off-key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. Sing along as the choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace. And then we shake the preacher's hand, go home into your blue jeans, have some chicken and some baked beans, pick a backyard football team, not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday. To the end of the drive, pick up the Sunday Times, grab a coffee cup, Looks like Sally and Rod finally tied the knot. Well, it's about time. It's 35 cents off a ground round. Baby, cut that coupon out. That's what I love about Sunday. Catnapping on the porch swing. You curled up next to me. The smell of jasmine wakes us up. We take a walk down a back road. Tackle box and a cane pole. Carve our names in that white oak. Steal our kiss as the sun fades. That's what I love about Sundays. Oh yeah. New believers getting baptized. Mama's hands raised up high. Having a hallelujah good time.
Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Cross the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road. I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Summer's come and the days are getting long. Waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Yeah.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band fishing in the dark here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid to upper 60s across the region. We'll still see some storms here this morning, and it'll be a cooler day today. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Rod Bain in. Talking about some crop acreage reports that are needed at the FSA office, and he'll tell you why they're needed here coming up this morning and the deadlines to file those reports. A reminder, markets closed today. It's the Juneteenth holiday, so no markets today. There's no mail today. And the banks are also closed today as well, so keep that in mind. And markets will be reopened tomorrow. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. June is Dairy Month, and we're featuring some of the hardworking dairy farmers who process their own milk. Today, we're at Apple Valley Creamery in East Berlin, Pennsylvania, in Adams County, with Tyler and Becca Stoner. Tyler, tell us a little bit about the operation here.
We started processing our own milk in 2006. It was my dad who started that, and we're kind of at the place where you needed to support a small family dairy farm milking 100 cows or less, straight to the consumer.
You live in a great area, the greater Gettysburg area.
Yeah, there's decent towns that we actually didn't originally start doing a home delivery when we first started, but the first couple years into it, realized that we were going to have to get product out there into some other local stores and markets. And right now we're doing between 600 and 800 home deliveries a week.
Becca, you and Tyler and your kids are really part of the team.
Yeah, so I take care of the calves. I'm here for 9 of the 14 feedings every week, and the kids come with us, so it's really fun. They're the 6th generation, Tyler's the 5th, so it keeps on going. I fell in love with the farmer, and it just kind of came with it.
That is awesome. Tyler, tell us a little bit about the products that you're offering.
We do a whole milk, is pasteurized, and then we do pasteurized, non-homogenized, so the cream will still separate. But then we also do a low-fat skim and a chocolate, and then we rotate between a flavor of the month with the orange milk, mocha milk, and an eggnog. We also do sell raw milk. That wasn't something we initially started, but a couple years into it, we had such a demand and ask for it that it was something we looked into and went through the state regulations and got permitted to sell raw milk then, and that's actually one of our biggest sellers right now.
Becca, you didn't grow up on this farm, but yet I'm sure you have a friend base that really asks you a lot of questions about the farm.
Yeah, so I am what Tyler calls a city slicker. Never stepped foot on a farm until I met him. But it's been really fun to see the work that goes into farming and getting the food from the farm to the table. A lot of people don't understand that milk comes from female cows, so that's like a whole anatomy lesson that we have to explain more than we would prefer. But a lot of people also are just curious about the life cycle of a cow, and like they age quicker than humans do, so like by the time they have their first calf, they're only about 2 years old. Obviously, from a human perspective, we're a lot older, so their life cycle is just a lot quicker than ours is.
Hey, Tyler, tell us a little bit about the humane certification that this farm has.
So we have an independent certification through Animal Welfare Approved. It was something we decided to go with instead of going organic. We are also PA preferred non-GMO. Everything we feed is not genetically modified crops. But the Animal Welfare Approved certification is something where they just want to make sure you're not overcrowding pens and making sure stuff has pasture access year-round, weather permitting. One of their other things was that they want you to be able to treat animals and get them healthy if needed to use antibiotics, but not mass treating, which has really not been an issue for us. But they also have more strict guidelines on withholds. They want you to double withholds from what the boxes say before you'd put stuff back in for sale.
I want to highlight and give credit to your dad, Larry, and your mom, who found a couple ways to get away from the farm for just a few days. It was really his foresight that wanted to process their own milk and help this farm stay in the next generation.
Yeah, it was actually one of my dad's dreams, supposedly from high school, farm to consumer and be able to supply the public with a finished product. And it's kind of neat to see his dream come true.
Becca, from your perspective, having not grown up on the farm and coming here and seeing the from the calves, which you take care of, to the bottle, that's got to be kind of gratifying for you and really gives you that picture of things, right?
It is gratifying. And if we don't have healthy calves, we don't have healthy cows. So it really starts in the calf barn and making sure that they are healthy from day one. So, but then seeing the milk in the bottle and straight to the customer's fridge is pretty awesome.
Becca and Tyler Stoner at Apple Valley Creamery in East Berlin, Pennsylvania. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having us, John.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Dog barking at the mailman, bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower, take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour. My funny face makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine. Baby, don't. Dinner day at the restaurant, you start to cry. And baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll take a tow to our room, make a little love that's overdue. But somebody had a bad dream. Mama and one.
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around her. He makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow if I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong, things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I? Every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, ooh, it could have been different somehow if I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Double-digit losses in the milk markets on Tuesday, July milk down 51 to 1966, August down 37 to 2035, September down 28 to 2015, October milk down 13 at 1985. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 6 to 194, 40-pound blocks down 5.5 to 186, 3-trade a barrel, 6-trade a block on the day, cash butter steady at 310 and 3/4, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1/4 to 119, 3 trades. Dry weigh steady at 48, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly lower Tuesday, as the trade didn't want to be over-aggressive in trading the complex higher than see cash cattle prices drift lower late in the week. Strength in grain markets also pressuring the cattle markets. Hog markets were mixed as the nearby contracts were lower, deferreds higher, as pork cutout values were slightly higher. No cut saw any wild price swings compared to Monday. New crop corn down 37 cents to 186.67. August feeder cattle down $1.37 to 259.95. July hogs down $1.60 to 93.77. Corn markets were mostly higher as the trade was just below nearby resistance. A slight drop in the corn progress report helping to support corn markets. Soybeans mostly higher on product strength and the NOPA crush report coming in above expectations for May. Also, the trade continues to watch the extended forecast. Wheat markets mostly lower as the harvest continues in the plains and begins to expand in the Black Sea region. July corn up 6.5. New crop up 4.75 to 4.67 3/4. July beans up 16.25 to 11.74. New crop up 1.75 to 11.32. July wheat down 9.5 to 5.82. July wheat in Minneapolis down 5.75 to 6.32 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn $3.98, July $4.01, new crop $4.13, cash beans $11.04, July $11.04, new crop $10.52. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $4.24, July $4.24, August $4.12 3/4, new crop $4.17 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $4.20, July $4.23, new crop $4.18. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and July corn $4.00, new crop $4.12. Cash beans $11.02, July $10.89, new crop $10.57. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $4.10, new crop $4.18, cash beans $10.99, new crop $10.47. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $4.31, July $4.32, August $4.26, new crop $4.22, cash beans $11.48, July $11.51, August $11.21, new crop $10.73. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.97, July $4.01, new crop $4.12, cash beans $11.06, July $11.10, new crop $10.57. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle $180 to $196, Holstein fed cattle $162 to $181, market cows $106 to $144, bulls $143 to $172, calves $180 to $1,000 even, beef steers $187 to $340, Holstein steers at $162 to $330. Sheep markets, market lambs $215 and down, light lambs $285 and down, ewes $120 and down, rams $80 and down, goat markets, does $150 and down, bucks $180 and down. At Sumbrota, finished beef steers $185 to $196, finished beef heifers $185 to $196, finished dairy steers $170 to $179, market cows $110 to $129, market bulls $140 to $175. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to 3 streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Had a nice little life. A little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view. Free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself.
that I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. And living and living well. My days are brighter, my sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in in living and living well. Living well. I'm living well.
We try and we try, but nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
When I come home late, she couldn't buy the lies I told. All she wanted was to be needed, someone that she could call her own. The love I knew I took for granted until she walked out of my door. Too little, too late to say I'm sorry, 'cause she's not crying anymore. She's not crying anymore. She ain't lonely any longer. There's a smile upon her face. A new love takes my place. She's not crying anymore. I guess she's really doing well now. She's picked herself up off the ground. I wasn't there when I was needed, but I was there to let her down. Sometimes you know I feel so foolish. If I knew then what I know now, another tear would never fall, 'cause I'd give all of my all if we could work things out somehow. But she's not crying anymore, and she ain't lonely any longer. There's a smile upon her face. A new love takes my place. She's not crying anymore.
We're Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Well, crop growers, you have until mid-July to report acreage planted this year at your local Farm Service Agency office. Why is this important? Rod Bain has more.
An important deadline for growers of most spring planted crops is soon approaching.
July 15th is very critical. We stress and emphasize as soon as those crops are planted that they should come in, report their crop acres that they're intending to plant, and to ensure that they are on file with the FSA office.
Why, according to Farm Service Agency Assistant Deputy Administrator Kim Graham, is acreage reporting is an eligibility requirement for several USDA programs.
Filing an accurate and timely acreage report for all crops and land uses, including failed acreage and prevented planted acreage, can prevent the loss of program benefits to many of our farmers. It puts them in position to come and be able to participate in most of our programs, because the acreage report is a foundational eligibility requirement for many USDA programs and most of the FSA or Farm Service Agency programs.
There is one caveat, though.
The date can vary by crop and by county, but the majority of those crops and the deadline date is July 15th.
Graham also offers the following tip for reporting producers.
A producer with perennial forage crops have the ability or the option to report their acreage once
if there are no notable changes on their farm. So when they come into their local FSA office to report acreage,
that will allow for their acreage reports to roll over from year to year.
And while a variety of information is available to producers via their farmers.gov customer portal,
most producers can access their FSA farm records and maps and common land units. The portal allows producers to export their field boundaries and some of their files.
They will need to report their planted acreage via a appointment at the local Farm Service Agency office. Local office locations can be obtained online via farmers.gov. Type in the search bar, Local USDA Service Centers. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farm First Dairy Cooperative wants to recognize our hardworking dairy farm families. The hours are long and the job is tough. That's why Farm First Dairy Cooperative is driven to help farmers with milk marketing, advocate for policy change, train young farm leaders, and is one of the only cooperatives to offer milk loss disaster benefits to members. Thank you, dairy farm families, for all of your hard work. Visit farmfirstdairycooperative.com to learn more about how Farm First puts farm families first.
Expect cooler temperatures today in our ag weather forecast. Looks like we'll still have some more showers and storms possible redeveloping later on tonight and into Thursday and Friday. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, high 69 to 74, relative humidity is 58 to 63%, northwest winds at 5 to 9. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of a shower or storm, lows 54 to 59, relative humidity is at 88 to 93%, north winds at around 5. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms, highs 71 to 76, east winds at 5 to 8, anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. 4 hours of sunshine is expected. For Friday, mostly cloudy, another chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, sunshine, a slight chance of rain, highs 75 to 80. Monday, mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a micro-epoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The micro-epoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Livestock producers and pet owners generate medical waste when they treat their animals. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Proper disposal makes sure you don't hurt yourself or the environment as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Animals occasionally need vaccines, ointments, and other medications to keep them healthy. Many livestock owners will administer these themselves, and that leads to medical waste around the farm that needs to be properly disposed of so nobody gets hurt. Larry Hawkins is a veterinarian with Bayer Healthcare. He says the biggest hazard is the scalpel blades and syringe needles. To avoid injuring yourself or others, they should carefully be discarded into what's called a sharps container.
Sharps containers often have tools on the top of them to cut a needle off or a different tool to detach a needle from a syringe. And the point is, if you use these sharps containers, you don't need to recap the needle. Most injuries that happen to the person given the injections occur when that person is trying to put the cap back on the needle and they miss and stick themselves.
Empty or partially empty drug containers should be handled properly to reduce the risk of environmental contamination. Some items can be flushed in the toilet. Others have more stringent requirements.
There are regulations concerning the disposal of sharps and the containers of chemicals or pharmaceuticals, so read the label and follow the directions for a specific product. Often pesticide containers can't go to a sanitary landfill without the landfill's knowledge that they're coming.
Some communities hold collection events where you can drop off unwanted pharmaceuticals or pesticides for disposal. Medical waste, such as bandages and gloves, can be put into a leak-proof bag and then tossed in with the rest of your trash. Learn more about disposing farm medical waste at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 1073 FM. WRDN.
Heaven's just a